Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here is what's happening. The man accused of going on a shooting rampage in southwest Philadelphia 2.5 years ago, killing 5 people, pleaded guilty Wednesday in a negotiated deal with prosecutors. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, it was a highly emotional day in court for the victims' families.
31-year-old Joseph Wama Jr., 15-year-old DeJuan Brown, 21-year-old Lashid Merritt, 59-year-old Ralph Morales, and 29-year-old Dimir Stanton. Kim Brady Carricker admitted to the judge she shot and killed all of them in July of 2023 and wounded 5 other people in what prosecutors called 14 minutes of terror in the King's Sessing neighborhood. In exchange for pleading guilty to 5 counts of third-degree murder and 5 counts of attempted murder, Carricker was sentenced to 37.5 to 75 years behind bars. Prosecutor Bob Wainwright said it came down to a possible insanity defense that could acquit Carricker.
When you have an expert and potentially an expert hired by the Commonwealth who are agreeing that he was legally insane, that would have been something that we would have had to have overcome.
He spoke with families who weighed their options.
What they wanted was a guilty plea where he took full responsibility for what he did.
Carricker did briefly apologize, adding a note that he was trying to protect the neighborhood. A Philadelphia Amazon driver who authorities say intentionally struck and killed a man with his car in Allentown has been arrested. Officials say 30-year-old Troy Johnson was taken into custody Wednesday morning at a family member's home on Norfolk Street in West Philly. Johnson was wanted for a November 21st hit and run that officials call a road rage incident. Investigators say Johnson got into a verbal altercation with a 29-year-old man on the 2400 block of South 4th Street in Allentown. They say he deliberately hit the man with his car and then drove away. The victim died later that day. Johnson is now back in Lehigh County in custody. He is charged with third-degree murder. SEPTA's trolley tunnel has been closed for more than a month, and riders who depend on it are going to be inconvenienced a while longer. So what's taking so long for it to reopen? KYW's Mike DiNardo has the story.
Since November 13th, when the trolley tunnel closed, 80,000 riders a day have been detoured onto shuttle buses and the L. The closure followed 2 October incidents in which riders in the tunnel had to be evacuated. Since then, SEPTA has been repairing damage to the overhead catenary wires that supply power through the tunnel, damage caused by a switch to longer sliders that caused carbon inserts to wear down faster than expected. Crews have been replacing some sections of wire, but not all 5 miles of it, because SEPTA can't acquire the clips and section insulators quickly enough. SEPTA Assistant GM Kate O'Connor says test trolleys have been running, but no reopening date has been set.
We want to make sure that we don't reopen before we feel that the risk has been reduced as low as possible, that we could have another event in the tunnel.
For now, SEPTA says the trolley tunnel will remain closed through the end of the month. A bomb threat at Haverford High School in Delaware County evacuated the school and dismissed students Wednesday as the building was swept by canine bomb units. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there as panicked parents lined up to pick up their kids.
Any parent, you know, obviously it's your worst fear.
Megan was one of the dozens of Haverford High parents lining up outside the middle school to pick up her daughter, who had been trying to get in touch about the bomb threat. Students were evacuated and moved to the middle school as a precaution.
I have a junior. She called, said that she had been sending me text messages, but I wasn't getting them. And she said, "You get my message a little frantic." So she said that the high school had been evacuated. She didn't know what was going on. She didn't know why.
It was then Megan got an email from the school about the bomb threat as armed officers and bomb-sniffing canines descended on the high school for a sweep. Another mother, who didn't want to be named, was leaving the school with her daughter and said the threat was an unfortunate sign of the times.
Considering what just happened at Brown and the general world around us, it's always disconcerting, but it feels like a more credible thing once all of these other things are happening.
An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Governor Phil Murphy grants clemency to another group of New Jerseyans involved in the legal system. KYW's John McDevitt reports the initiative has reached a historic milestone.
The clemency initiative was started in June of last year, and since that time, 307 actions have taken place, giving New Jerseyans involved in the legal system a second chance and legal relief. In the seventh round of pardons on Wednesday, Governor Murphy granted 7 commutations from parole supervision, 2 commutations from incarceration, and 15 pardons.
Historically speaking, in our state, receiving a pardon or having your sentence commuted was not a matter of fairness or objectivity. It was often a matter of who you knew and how well connected you were to those in power. But together, we have blazed a trail toward a new method of delivering restorative justice and ensuring our institutions serve the people of New Jersey first and foremost.
The governor says he is considering granting additional pardons before his term ends next month. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.